Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app.
Stream live,
get podcasts and more.
It's free in your app store.
Just download it now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick, you sent me this story. This former death row inmate, Richard Glossop, released on bond after nearly 30 years in prison, but apparently he had three execution dates and he had three last meals.
Yeah, they said he had nine execution dates, and three of those ended up with last meals. But
so, what were his three last meals?
I was wondering. It's hard to find. Like they don't.
Yeah.
They're more like, hey, this guy's getting out or going to get a new trial.
But yeah,
that's the big question.
The big question is what were his three last meals, and were they the same thing?
No.
Like once the first one ended, you go, "Well, I'm alive," but that's really what I wanted again for my second. Deal with the electric chair or whatever, or the needle.
And that's got to be stressful, but if you're getting decent meals, is it worth it to be like, hey, I know you might kill me, but...
Well, don't you think after three or four execution dates, you just kind of get numb to it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know, man. They're going to, hey, what's your last meal? Yeah, that's my last meal. Right.
All right. Give me the same thing. The usual.
Yeah. The usual.
It was a murder for hire camp, something. I'm not really sure why it's back. He was, but some people are not guilty, you know. They have killed people, innocent people. Yeah, this guy gets to leave the detention center after 30 years.
Alabama? Does it say state?
Yeah, good point. This is a bad article.
It looks like this was from
Oklahoma.
2015.
Yeah, for the
third time, Glossop has served what is supposed to be his final meal, a medium pizza, two orders of fish and chips, a bacon cheeseburger, and a strawberry malt.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. I mean, I love all those. Fish and chips, pizza, and a bacon cheeseburger.
That's a lot to eat.
And a malt? Well, you're going to die anyway.
You're snacking on everything. Well, yeah, you're like, I don't feel good. Like, that's fine, man. Well, you're going to feel worse here in a minute.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to feel nothing in a minute, for that matter.
Oklahoma authorizes multiple execution methods. Lethal injection is the primary.
Yeah.
Nitrogen hypoxia, where they what do they just suffocate you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you flood you with nitrogen and it sucks all the oxygen out. Yeah.
So would they put a mask on you?
I think so, something
like that. Like a CPAP and then you die.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, Todd, how's the CPAP working out? You've been talking about this week.
I'm struggling with this thing.
Okay. Right. Do you even try it every night or not? Sometimes you don't even try it.
Last night, I was having trouble adjusting the mask.
Yeah. What's your head grow?
When you take it off,
it loses a little bit, huh?
Yeah, and then I decided just to go to bed.
Yep.
And then about 1 o'clock, I woke up and I said, "I'll put it on."
Yeah.
And I was struggling with it, and Christy got pissed at me because the light was on. So she and the dogs went to another bedroom while I struggled with it.
Wow.
And I would score more points on my little sleep thing if I actually wore the mask for longer. The stat that I look at is how many episodes, stop breathing.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't stop breathing that much once I put the mask on.
Oh, that's all that matters.
I think that's the most important stat. It would be nice if I could wear it all night long and then I could come to you, all bright-eyed. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Todd Britt? I feel great. I want to be like that every morning. That's what I was expecting.
Please don't.
When the CPAP kicked in, because, guys like Joe Coy will tell you it's a game changer. But, when you just wear it for a couple hours a night, it's not really a game changer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't blame you for not doing that. I love that she wanted you to wear it because you were snoring, and then when you get to put it on, she leaves your room.
Right. just get it together.
Yeah.
Well, remember, so all the dogs leave with her. Yeah. It's her and a parade of dogs leaving your room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Me and my 500 pounds of dog are going to go in another room. Damn it. But remember, we had that guy who said, Todd, give it 6 to 8 months to really get used to it.
Thank you, Puss. Wait for the pill. Isn't that pill coming out?
I'd say,
it's close,
supposed to,
right?
They're applying for FDA approval, I think was what it was, sometime here this year. Yeah.
Well, I don't own this CPAP machine. I just rent it. They charge me rent.
Scam.
Is it per night or per month?
I don't know. I paid $300, and I think I get it for a year.
Wow.
And you're going to need it forever.
Yeah.
They won't let you buy it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a scam. Yeah. It's about 50-50 on the emails, but a lot of people aren't helped by it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the ones that use it, they really like it. Yeah.
Can you just hook some sort of, bag up to a hose?
A homemade CPAP?
Yeah.
A bag to a hose.
Yeah. Have it fill with air that old cartoony, like something that...
Yeah. Yeah. Like a Target bag blows up. Back
angry bed made on the hotline.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Todd.
Christie's.
Yeah. She wants to weigh in.
She's up early. Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Christie.
Good morning.
Did you sleep well last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Once she moved.
You didn't just try to put it on. You had a complete hissy fit meltdown at 1 o'clock in the morning. Wow.
I can see that.
God damn it. God damn it. That kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. And so I didn't leave because the light was on. I left because I couldn't handle the hissy fit. So
the hissy fit.
When I get mad, it scares the dog.
It does. They were all shaking and their teeth were chattering, and it was.
Oh, Daddy's mad. So So you took all the dogs and walked down the hallway, right?
Well, they volunteered to leave, so.
He's a bitch. He's a bitch. We're out of here, too.
Wait, he scared them. And actually, he was just, 1 o'clock in the morning, waking up out of a deep sleep to...
Rassum frackum.
Right. At 5 o'clock in the morning, they were all my friends because they wanted to go outside.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they loved me.
You were useful.
They forgot about it.
It wasn't just that you were frustrated. It was bad. So I had to weigh in on that.
Yeah, we've seen Todd mad before. I know the
Todd mad.
Thank you, Christy. All right.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Todd had a hissy fit.
Love
no
you.
Way.
Yeah, I believe every word of that.
Yeah, I do too.
Two very different sides of that story.
Yeah.
I woke up and I'm trying to adjust the mask.
I can hear him muttering not so quietly on the other side of the
room. Maybe I'd be pissed too.
Oh, I was.
Why? In my head, it ends with him just spiking the mask and then rolling over.
Right.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Sleep apnea affects nearly 1 billion people worldwide, estimates suggest. And it's just going to get bigger. Is Shaq a sleep apnea guy? Is he making money off of that?
God, how big is his mask? Yeah. He's a big boy.
It depends if he needs, if he's a mouth breather, he needs the full mask.
Yeah.
Says he was diagnosed with moderate obstructive sleep apnea. Mm-mm. He would stop breathing up to 72 times an hour.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he's now raising awareness about the condition, utilizing various treatments like CPAP and custom oral appliances.
Oh, like the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
We can make one of those for you, Todd. Custom oral appliance if you want. We'll attach it to that bag and a hose that Nick's inventing right now.
And there's also, and I'm really hesitant to commit to this, there's some kind of implant.
Yeah.
That they put in your chest. That's supposed to have the same effect.
Man, what happens if you have to have a pacemaker someday? They put them right beside each other?
No, this is
opposite sides.
I think this one goes on the other side.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, goes under like your right boob.
Does it lump out, you know, like can you see it when you have your shirt off on the beach?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've not talked to anybody.
You don't want
to
mess that up,
man. I don't know
if
this is commonplace anymore, if it's just experimental. Yeah, I'm sure it leaves a mark when they implant it in you.
Alicia wants you to reach out. Mask fit is absolute key. Right masks, right fit. I work in sleep medicine. I'm a respiratory therapist. Reach out. I can help you, man. That's from Alicia.
Oh, I got a really good tech. She helps me out. And you do got to adjust the mask. Because the other night I didn't adjust the mask, and I think I got a zero score. Because it was leaking all over the place, and it was hard to breathe.
Leak is spit, right? Is that just spit? Just drool and spit? Because it shoots a little water in your face?
It doesn't distribute the air very well when your mask isn't sealed tight. So I think I tried that with the bad mask for about a half an hour. Then I just threw it on the floor.
You're just trying to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Slightly buzzed.
Trying to
figure out this CPAP machine.
Especially 1 a.m. I woke up last night at about 4. I couldn't sleep like an hour. That sucked, but I didn't go up bitching, you know.
And then you rolled over at 4? Shut up.
Yeah. I did roll over at 4.
Been out of bed for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Has it been an adjustment having somebody in the bed all the time?
Well, the bed is huge. Yeah, not really adjustment, because
it has been for her. Let's face it. It's been an adjustment for her.
Well, she's slept alone for a long time too. So I don't know. I have to ask her. It really hasn't bothered me though. No, nothing bothers me. You know.
Now it's a Dutch oven for two.
It's a warm body over there. That always helps. You know.
Nothing sadder than a solo Dutch oven.
We've all done it. Pull that blanket up over your head. You're like, I did that. Oh, damn it.
A Dutch oven for two. Women love that.
Yeah.
Apparently you
welcome to Pennsylvania. Blanket overhead.
If you get the implant, Todd, apparently you can see
it. I farted in Nebraska with her, so it's no big deal. What?
A small, visible, faint bulge under the skin on the upper right chest. So, yes, if you get that sleep apnea implant, you can see a little outline under the skin.
Yeah.
So they'll notice it at the beach.
Yeah.
You could probably join a Facebook group for that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Have all these kind of guys checking in. You'd be the expert after a while. Yeah. Get a hold of me. I know. Yeah.
Is that thing still bothering you?
And plus, you're the kind of guy who takes your shirt off as soon as you walk in the house, right? I know that. Yeah. We never got those guys.
No. No. I don't know. I don't get guys that walk around the house in just their underwear.
Yeah.
I don't understand that part.
Especially with
other people around.
I don't do it with other
people.
Even
alone.
No.
I just throw some shorts on, you know?
Well, boxer briefs, the tight ones, you know. Not the loose boxers. I don't wear boxers. So, yeah, for a while there by myself, I would just wear a t-shirt, those around, because nobody was there.
That's hot.
Yeah, it was hot. Yeah.
Wife beater in your undies walking around the kitchen.
Wife beater get a little cold, but I sleep in a wife beater.
I still don't understand that.
Yeah.
I roll around too much to wear a shirt at night. Yeah. It would choke me.
Yeah. You're laying around there with your shirt off in bed?
In bed, yeah.
Get your wife all hot for you?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
It's so much more comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't get how you guys don't have a top sheet. That's weird to me.
We have a blanket.
Oh, yeah. Right. You got the Scandinavian sleeping method.
Yeah,
not so much. Neither one of those guys wear top sheets.
I feel trapped by it. I like my feet out the bottom. I have to pull up this blanket every night and stick my feet out.
The blanket is more cozy than the sheet. You know?
But you have both on. The sheet is a nice, cool
feeling. Yeah, but the blanket, the one you feel against your skin is the blanket, and the blanket is cozy.
Man. You got to wash that more often, don't you?
No.
That's disgusting.
Not naked.
Your ass is on it.
No, it's not. My ass is on my underwear.
Oh, speaking of that, it is. Underwear, we're supposed to get rid of our underwear every 6 months.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's irrational.
Is this the study from Big Underwear?
Yeah. Sponsored by Fruit of the Loom.
Yep. Every 6 months.
No, that depends upon how much you wear it.
Yes.
Depending how many you have, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What your rotation is like.
Yeah.
I just had to throw a pair away because it looked like there were three leg holes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wonder how long that's been like that.
I've realized since I started buying the ones that are more of the synthetic materials that they last a little longer.
There it is.
In that.
There
not
it
the,
is.
The old cotton.
Your
ones
underwear shouldn't have a birthday. Let's take a break. Replace it every 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, that's all big underwear right there.
It is.
Especially because I buy, you know, three pairs like $45.
Right. I got some Under Armour, you know, boxer briefs.
I wear Nike, the short, the thin Nikes.
All I wear for the workout stuff. And I bet you I've had some of those for 15 years. You
know, I remember my old man
walking
around.
Because I wear them an hour and a half at a time.
Yeah.
And that underwear has been through some things.
Yeah.
And then you wash them.
Yeah.
Well, 8 dirty truths about underwear. More of those coming
this
up.
This sounds like propaganda.
It does.
I don't know. So, I remember my dad walking around his baggy whiteies, and there was like, you know, 5 leg holes, a ball hole sticking out, you know.
It's written by the grapes.
Yeah, exactly. Come on back.